Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to our first edition of Flyer and Ice 2 Minutes for Roughing. This concept was brought about simply because the Flyers are such a bad team this year. Zach, can we do a one-hour show about them?
I mean, we could, but you know what it would sound like? It would just be 1 hour of complaining, and
it would be a broken record. It'd be like WIP talking about the Philadelphia Eagles quarterback situation day after day after day. So anyway, so this concept is Zach, Nick, Zach, whoever's on the show, we will do a quick hitter, a quick topic. And today's topic, by the way, we are brought to you by the Heat Ratio Sports Network. Please check us out on YouTube, subscribe, tap the bell, and you'll see all our wonderful programming. You got to check out Zach's My Dad Used to Play Hockey, at Dad Played Hockey, the best podcast in the business. Now, you're welcome. So our topic today, Zach and I brainstormed who we thought were the most underrated Flyers of all time. Zach will explain why he chose his guy, and of course, I'll explain why I chose my guy. Zach, you can go first. Here are our two candidates.
Yeah.
Great. Why did you choose Tim Kerr? Why did you choose Tim Kerr?
Tim Kerr is obviously a Flyers legend. I mean, four 50-goal years. He's the equivalent of the Flyers' Cam Neely. Like, oh, what could have been if not for injuries, right? But Cam Neely got to play a little bit longer and got himself into the Hall of Fame. I picked Tim Kerr. I understand that he is part of Flyers, you know, legend, but he is not talked about as much because he doesn't participate as – he's got this hermit kind of like tendency. So you don't see him around as much. So when people talk about – because I follow a lot of things on Facebook and Twitter where it's like celebrating old players. And you see Bernie a lot. You see Moose, Dave Poulin. You don't see Tim Kerr that much because he's just not thought about as much because he just doesn't participate in all the Flyers activities. And because of that, I feel like he's kind of underrated in terms of Flyers canon. This guy was a beast, like four 50-goal seasons in a row. And the only reason he didn't have eight is because of injuries. Essential to the how many cups, at least one, the Flyers would have had in the 80s. And I don't know, when I hear people talk about the Flyers greats, I hear about Lindros, and you know, you obviously have short memories, so you hear about Leclerc and Desjardins and everything. Tim Kerr, I just don't feel like he gets talked about enough, man. This guy was the absolute best goal scorer I've seen for the Flyers. Besides Reggie Leach, of course. I have to give it to Reggie.
Yeah, and Leclerc would be on the list as well. But I agree. I agree 100%. And I think on the national scope, no one talks about Tim Kerr.
Never.
And I broke it down further for you. I did mathematics based on the games played, because he lost so much time to injury. He averaged 49.7 goals per year.
Yeah.
He only played, based on games played, 7.3 seasons. So that's how
he got, and he ended up with 363 goals for such a short career. That's an amazing tally.
He was prolific. Now, my candidate.
Yes.
Brad McCrimmon, the beast. Everyone talks about, and understandably so, if you were to say the three greatest Flyers defensemen of all time, it's the guys underneath McCrimmon, Hal, Desjardins, and Tiemannin, because they were just the stalwarts of the team. Pronger doesn't count because he had a cup of coffee here.
Right.
But McCrimmon had a decent tenure with the Flyers. His plus 448 is 10th all time. He was a damn good defenseman. So underrated. Obviously, he was in a shadow of Markow. He played with Markow, so some could say that's why he was so great. I contend he was great on his own. That's why I chose Brad McCrimmon as the Flyers' most underrated player, in my opinion. And maybe we have to rethink our top three greatest Flyers defenseman of all time based on these numbers.
I agree, man. That's a great pick. Brad McCrimmon was fantastic. For Mark Howe to thrive, took Brad McCrimmon to, you know, pick up his mess.
And we see
Mark Howe would tell you the same thing.
And we see what it's like when Ivan Provorov doesn't have that great defenseman to work with. But again,
up the modern day Flyers.
Again, this was just a quick hitter for the Flyer and Ice crew. We will be back weekly. So on behalf of Zach at My Dad Played Hockey, I am Dan Old School Green. We are the Heat Ratio Sports Network. Again, check us out on YouTube And as you can see below, we have many sites where we podcast. Stay well, be safe, and we'll see you next week, everyone.
See you, buddies.